Assalamu alaikum, little Muslims. Welcome to the third episode of Bedtime Stories with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, before we share with you today's story, we just wanted to share with you some of the answers that we got from the last episode. We want to say thank you to Sara and Jenna for sending in their answers. Let's listen to their answers together.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sara and I'm 10 years old and I'm from Melbourne. Today I'll be answering the questions from episode 2. Number 1, Bismillah. Number 2, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wait for the elders to start eating before he would. Number 3, he used to wash his hands before he eats and also used to eat his food in small bites.
Assalamu alaikum. Hi, my name is Jenna. I'm 9 years old. I'm from Australia, Melbourne. Okay, so the answers for episode 1 is number 1. The Prophet Muhammad always used to say before he was eating, Bismillah. Number 2. The Prophet Muhammad always waited until the others, the older people than him, started to eat. Number 3. He did not blow on his food because it will fly everywhere and here. And also, he always washed his hands before he was eating. And bye, and I can't wait for episode 3. Bye-bye.
Make sure to stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear this episode's questions so you can share with us your answers and we can share it next time, inshallah. Now, for today's story, we're going to tell you about how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam got his first nickname in Mecca. The person telling you today's story is our very own Maryam. We hope you enjoy it.
Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiled, beloved of Allah. Muhammad the brave.
Assalamu alaikum, little Muslims. The title of today's story is called Muhammad's Nickname. Muhammad was not a child anymore. During the time he passed in his uncle's house, he had become a handsome young guy. He was quite tall. His hair was black, strong, thick, and curly. His eyebrows were close to each other, and his eyelashes were long. The pupils of his eyes were pitch black. His features were beautiful. His teeth were white like pearls. He always had a smile on his face, and the words he said were always nice. They called him Muhammad al-Amin. He would never hurt anyone. He would see only the best side of everything. For this reason, everyone admired him. They liked listening to him. Those who meet him once wouldn't want to leave him. He had a hard childhood, but he became a great role model later on for his honesty and truthfulness. As he grew older, his fame spread all over Mecca. Talk of his good manners and morals passed from month to month. He became the most trusted person in Mecca. People used to trust him with their most special belongings, because he would properly protect the things given to him. He used to help everyone. For this reason, in every heart, there was love for him. They used to say, Muhammad would never lie. We can't trust anyone as much as we trust him. They loved him so dearly and trusted him so much that they added another name to his name. They called him Muhammad al-Amin, which means Muhammad the Trustworthy. It meant the person who would never lie or betray anyone, whether for friend or enemy. Muhammad would protect everyone's life and property. Him being in the city of Mecca gave everyone a feeling of safety, because Muhammad being there promised peace and love, safety, trust, and truthfulness. From now on, he was Muhammad al-Amin of the Meccans.
Thank you for telling us the story, Maryam. So, children, from this story, we have a few questions for you. Question number one, did he get this name from the people in Mecca or from the people in Medina? Question number two, what was his nickname? Also, let us know what you thought it would be. And question number three, what did people use to give the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You can send us your answers to these questions on +61 437 437 533 through WhatsApp. All you have to do is record your voice telling us your name, age, where you're from, and the answers to these questions. If you get them correct, your answers will be added to our next episode. Assalamu alaikum for now, and see you next time, little Muslims.
Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate.